Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's 907 at St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Well, Doug, it's hour three. This is the hour you said I'm going to dig deep on. Well, dig. Dig, boy, dig.
Start digging, Doug.
Oh, dig.
You know what? I dig, Doug. I don't know about you. I think a lot of our listeners dig, Doug.
Well, I don't know. I'm just here passing the time.
And holding aldermen accountable.
We're going to have Darren Pang with us at 9:15. We've already been joined by Jacob Kern of the St. Louis Business Journal on everything that went on yesterday with the Blues ask for funds for the Scott Trade Center renovations. Steve Conway at 8:30, and then kind of unscheduled, but it was great to have her on, Christina Gracia at 8 o'clock. And Seamaster now informs me Christina is now tweeting back and forth with some of our listeners.
Oh no.
Yes.
Gotten ugly?
No.
Has it gotten ugly?
Seamaster, is this going well or is this going poorly?
Oh, hello, CZ.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's in no mood to talk. He is in absolutely no mood to chit-chat.
What's going on? He doesn't want to say? Or Bernie's giving his predictions for the AFC Championship game. Which one is it?
Maybe
I don't know.
He can't hear us. He doesn't have a headset on. Can you hear us, CZ? He hears it.
He just doesn't want to comment.
All right.
He took a vow of silence.
Okay. I guess we can respect that.
But either way, it's always great to have... you know, when Jesse Jane retires, she does it on this show. And when older people want to give their statement of what's going on with the MLS and or the Blues and the stadium funding, they come on this show.
Well, I suppose they do probably reach a considerable amount of people that they might otherwise not reach.
You acknowledge we have an audience. You just acknowledge we have an audience.
Well, there's got to be some listeners out there. So if they have a point to make or something, you know, that's the way to do it.
This text line.
Hope they keep it clean.
This text line. What's up, Manchild?
Oh, Manchild's in? What's up, Manchild?
No, but I always like it. If he is listening, he'll say, what's up, Cat?
Somebody just texted in a picture of Jennings handling the foot of, I believe, Ariana Marie. I can't
and
see.
And Doug's shocked
and
by
Doug
this.
Doug with a shocked look on his face.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I came to work prepared for.
Well, I got wings at that time, if I recall.
I think you did.
Yeah.
And my friend Candace Walton, she has posted on my Facebook page her wearing the luscious rump robe.
Wow.
That was a nice robe.
That was a nice robe.
You had gold piping?
It did have. It had gold piping.
No, you have the gold piping still. You didn't want this one because it had luscious rump on it, and you wouldn't have worn that. So.
No, I really wouldn't have.
Hey, can I be candid with you? First off, I want people
what else would in. We expect from you,
Thank
Tim?
Thank you, sir. The morning after at InsideSTL.com for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hot Shots AFC NFC Championship parties is Sunday. As you know, really over the last couple of years, it's been a very fortunate position the show is in. So we have these events and so many people show up. They sign up, whatever the case might be. We sell out charity boxing matches and 30 hours and all of that stuff. And God bless America. But I do want to... convey to the audience on this, and if it isn't something that people want to do, then it's not something that people want to do, and then we adjust accordingly. We are doing, and this is something, Iggy, you came to me with the idea, I guess, 5 months ago. I feel like at this point, the bowling event, Bowling with Buds, which is a week from tomorrow at St. Charles Lanes, and just to be real straightforward with people, we haven't gotten near the number of registrations on this event that we have on so many of the other things, the TMA Lives and the other parties we've had, the Timberfake, Ryan Kelly fight, and so on and so forth. And sometimes things you do things people are interested in, sometimes you don't, and you got to shoot to score. So sometimes you're gonna not have the success you had hoped for. It's all part of the game. But for those of you who are interested and haven't signed up, we want to convey that there are spots available. And we need you to register if you do want to sign up. It is the first annual Bowling with Buds. It's a tournament presented by Bud Select at St. Charles Lanes on January 28th, so a week from tomorrow. Register your team of five for $150 and get three games of bowling with shoe rental. There will be three flights of winners, beer specials, food specials. Come out to St. Charles Lanes on January 28th from 1 to 5 to enjoy fellowship with other listeners and some 590 The Fan Show hosts. Sign up your team of five now at InsideSTL.com. So I wanted to convey to the audience that maybe they're thinking, oh, well, I'll just wait and sign up. But if it's not going to get to the point where we need to get, we might have to pull the plug on it. And I'd hate to do that. But like I said, sometimes you do things and there just isn't a reception for it. And, you know, you have to make a move.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we have maybe 10 teams. And I know at
let's see. I just got an email from our vice president of sales, Dave Green. At last check, we had 17 entered. The goal's 28. So we're 25% of the way. So people.
Yeah.
I can't force people to do it. They're spending their money and spending their time on a Saturday. Some people might not want to drive to St. Charles, whatever the case might be. Hey, to each their own. But if you do want to participate, sign up if you would, so we have an idea of where we are with it. Doug, that was me being candid.
Okay. And they need to get on this.
If they don't want to do it.
No, but I mean, if they do want to.
But if they do want to do it, they do need to get on
it. They need to be quick about it.
There were a bunch of people Thursday at the Hot Shots that said, oh, we're putting a team together, but they just haven't signed up yet. So if you're thinking about putting a team together,
do it.
Get all the fan page people together. Get your team of five together. $30 a person and have fun.
No. And stop tweeting at Christine and Gracia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doug will be there for a little while before he has to go to the Four Fox. That should be enough to get people out.
I don't know about that.
No, I do.
Iggy, you think you could take the measure of all the other bowlers on the fan page? You should have a bowling tournament.
Probably. Maybe that'll get him out there.
Iggy
just said he could kick all of our asses. Now, I don't know all the fan page people as far as
the bowling. Why don't you say you'll do a Q&A at St. Charles Lanes regarding the Mia Khalifa interview?
No, there you go.
What kind of average you carry in there, Brooklyn?
I'm struggling on Mondays. I'm only shooting like 209.
That's not really struggling.
It is in this house. Yeah,
that wins some don't say house. That wins some PBA tournaments. A 209?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, the average doesn't, but sometimes you see the stepladder finals, and sometimes a 209 will win a game.
Sometimes it will.
And that's your average.
Well, if I was bowling on that shot, I'd probably shoot .140.
What do you mean?
Not going to get into oil. It's just, 209 is not very good for me.
If you were playing all the time in your heyday, what would your average be?
I've probably not averaged less than 215, 218 in 20-something years.
Isn't that right on the cusp of professional greatness?
No, because this is a house shot. So
don't say house.
Anybody could shoot 215.
No, they can't.
It's not that good.
It is pretty good.
Man, I ain't never been over 200.
I've seen you bowl before.
He's going to tell Tim what a great bowler he is.
He's got good.
After Tim says he's not,
He's got good form. He just needs to practice more.
Just a great athlete.
Yeah.
People can just take up a sport and excel in it real quickly. Tim just didn't bowl a lot.
I usually bowl about a 150, 160. And when I was in Miami.
Oh, here we go. Now it's getting
they
good.
They had a station party at a bowling alley, somebody's birthday. They said, hey, come bowl. I said, oh, I got to work. I said, well, after work, go. So I showed up there when they were almost done. And they said, are you going to bowl? I go, it's almost over. No, oh, go ahead. We'll all bowl one more game. I said, okay. And I just grabbed the first ball I saw and bowled my all-time career high of 228. And they all and they said, wow, are you always like this? I said, oh, absolutely. Let's bowl again. I said, no, I don't think I will.
No, stop while you're on top.
I've never even come close to that. Again.
And then the ladies at the station who thought you were cute to start with became really interested.
Right. I think they did.
Doug Russell, Darren Pang is on the line, and the last thing he needs to do is hear about your bowling glory day story.
228.
Yeah, apologize about that, Panger.
Career high.
Sit through that.
Career high.
You
got a career high, you got to talk about it.
You ever bowled a 228, mister?
Hey, listen, that's a personal question, my friend.
It's back-to-back days in the 9 o'clock hour. We've offended our guest on personal questions. Darren Pang with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He joins us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Panger, you know, this is a standout moment in Blues goaltending history. So much going on, and it almost makes me wonder how much of it is actually just Jake Allen in a mental haze. You've, of course, played the position in the NHL, and you know what it can be like. None of us can. Do you think that's what's impacting him at this moment?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that goaltenders have in their careers are moments that you think a little bit too much. I mean, there's pressure that you put on yourself. There's times where you can't find that calmness in the net. and you know, go back to the structure that you've learned since you were 5, 6, 7 years old being a goaltender. Right now, there's no question that Jake is being challenged right now, and I've been down that road, and I felt for him last night. But there's one thing that I really liked about what he did last night. You can imagine being pulled in, you know, your last two games. And my personal opinion was, I didn't think he should have got pulled in the game in Los Angeles. I thought that was a game in which he should have just been leave him in the net and let him just battle and figure it out, because I just didn't think the effort in front was good enough anyway. So you might as well let him figure it out in the net and let him complete the game. But all that being said, let's go back to the game last night. And you get pulled after two and you're sitting on the bench, and, you know, a lot of times when you're defeated, you take off the mask and you just try to hide. But what I gave him credit for last night was he kept the mask on and he kept staring down the coach because he wanted to get back in the net. And that's the sign of a real competitive player. And, you know, the first whistle went and he didn't get put in the net and he was mad. We had a camera on him and he wasn't happy. And then the second whistle went and Hitch put him back in the net. You know, that's a heck of a decision as well from the coach. And it said, okay, you're staying with it. You're competitive. You're keeping your mask on, so you're going to go back in. And obviously in the second period, a couple of quick goals and a goalie that's maybe trying to do too much and found himself out of position on the Oshie goal. And then obviously the breakaway goal, the defenseman blows a tire and it's a breakaway goal from basically the blue line in. A tough one to stop, but again, he didn't seem to track the puck, and it ends up going halfway up the net and in the net, so you make a goalie change. And, you know, now it's another day where, honest to goodness, when you wake up and you're in that position, I remember when I played, fellas, I didn't want to wake up the next morning. I just, my eyes opened up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, what was that bad dream that I had last night? And so, you know, now Jake Allen's got to go in the net and put the equipment on again and go to the mills and fight this out. And he needs the support of his teammates. He needs the support of his coaches. And he'll find his way out of this. But this is as deep and dark as he's probably ever had in his professional career.
I guess there's two schools of thought. You know, they gave him a little break, get him away from it again, and see if, you know, he can clear his head or whatever he's going through. And the other school of thought is, you know, he's your guy. You got to get him back in there. How would you handle it?
Yeah, and those are difficult decisions because, you know, I think number one, I think as a team, when this is happening, I think you've got to look at the entire picture. I agree with Hitch that the first period was a really good start. And certainly the first goal against was a bad goal against. And it was a momentum sapping, deflating goal against. But there's still a lot of hockey left. And so, number one, I think when your goaltending or your goals against are struggling, I do believe that you have to change up the system a little bit and have a better defending philosophy. I personally think that the opposition, whether the goaltending has been sharp or not, I think they're getting way too many what we would call red zone scoring chances. And those are high quality chances. And so, there's a way for the Blues team and the coaches to get into a better defensive mindset. And that'll help the goaltenders with easier shots on the outside. But, you know, how would I do this? Well, now you're going into Winnipeg. It's a high-octane building. Throwing Jake back in there, you'd have to really, you know, see how he is today and you really have that conversation, see him on the ice. You know what, Jimmy? I watched him for a couple of practices, and of course, practices and drills are set up, you know, for the goaltenders to get square to the puck and feel confident. And I thought it was the time last night to put him back in. I totally agree with the coaching staff to get him back in the net last night, and so they did. So now, is it another reset button? You're going into Winnipeg, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota. I mean, this is not an easy track. They need Jake Allen to be a better goaltender, but I think they need the defensive philosophy in front of them to have a better mindset to defend. And if it means winning 1-0 and defending and giving up 10 shots, then that's what it's going to mean for this hockey club right now to help out the goaltenders and help out the defensemen a little bit more.
The Blues don't have so many points in the bank that, you know, the playoffs are a sure thing. How long do you think they let this go? Do you think they might be close now to trying to find an external solution, a trade of some kind?
That is a really good question. I would hope not at this point, because I'm a guy that, you know, if you believe in something and you believe in Jake for the amount of work that you've seen from him, and you sign him to this, you know, 4-year extension, and you're paying him $4 million. I'd like to think that they change one thing first, and that is the just part of the defensive zone coverage, and give this another go, because, you know, I don't think the Blues have played that well to begin with all year long, but they've played well enough to be in the position that they are right now. So what I mean is, I think as a team, it's been an underachieving team, but yet they're still in the playoffs, or they're still right there in a pretty good spot. Not able to catch Chicago and Minnesota, it looks like, but there's plenty left in the tank with these players. And I think a good indication of that was the line of, you know, Schwartz, Stastny, and Steen last night were a plus line in a game in which you give up 7 goals. But getting back to it, I think right now, you know, you've got a break coming up. You get through these next 3 games, you've got an all-star break, and then you've got a little bit of time before a trade deadline. I'd like to see the Blues stay with this, stick tight as a team. Every one of these players take responsibility, back up your goaltender, because that's what good teams do, and then move forward. And if it's not good enough after the all-star break, well, then yes, then it's a winning business, and maybe then a change would have to be in order.
Panger, big picture outside of just the goaltending, one of the things that the Blues had done well for most of the season, play at home, and lately we've been seeing them giving up a lot of goals and an awful lot of shots, not a ton of shots last night, but generally speaking at home, something changed with the way they played home. What are you seeing as the difference?
Well, I think when they started the season, so magnificent on home ice, it's like anything they did, it didn't matter if they played well or they played poorly or they played a half a game or 3/4 of a game, they won. And so at the end of the day, they're just winning and winning and winning on home ice. And, you know, I mean, I think sometimes you just take that for granted, and then, you know, you turn around and you're down 2-1 after the first, and you still think, the first 15 games we were rolling, we'll win it again. And then, you know, then the other team turns it up a notch. For example, a team like Ottawa just 2 games ago, like, we expected Washington to be a great team last night. I was expecting a barn burner last night, a really, you know, great, intense hockey game, which I thought we got for the beginning until a couple of those goals against. But the Ottawa game was a better example of, hey, that's a pretty good hockey team. They played the Blues really, really hard. They gave the Blues no respect whatsoever. They pounded them. They stepped up. They hit them hard. And Ottawa Senators end up winning a hockey game. And then they turn around and they go into Columbus and win 2-0 last night. So there's good teams out there. And I think sometimes the Blues, when I see them on the ice, I think they've got to maybe show a little bit more respect for the opponent. And just because they went to the conference final last year, this is a different year and it's a different team. And I think they've got to be more prepared for these teams coming into the Blues building, because, Jimmy, you know, I go into the other team's locker room all the time. I talk to the other team's players. They always prepare for a game at Scottrade as if it's the biggest game of the year, as if they're testing themselves, if that's their gauging their play on the Blues, because everyone has this perception that they're the big, strong, you know, heavy St. Louis Blues. And if the Blues don't get themselves more prepared for these games at home, then this is going to happen again. So I think it's really all about respecting your teammate and getting yourself prepared to play and be ready for these harder games.
One of the bright spots has been Patrick Berglund, who's been on a scoring binge. You pointed out last night that he's also second on the team in hits. He's really taken his game to a different level lately.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. He said it a couple of times. I mean, his shoulder, again, he reiterated in an interview the other day. He just said, hey, I feel healthy. My shoulder's strong. You know, from what I understand, he went maybe a couple of seasons where he wanted to fight through the shoulder a little bit, and maybe he wasn't prepared to have the kind of surgery that it took. Last year, he didn't play up until, December or January, and then had a pretty good finish to the season. So maybe what we're seeing now is just a really big, strong 6'4", 220-pound guy that finally is at the point of his career saying, everybody's told me I'm big and strong and I can hold on to the puck and I can bully my way in. And now he's got the confidence to do it. And he's playing like a big player right now. And I'm, you know, it's exciting to see that because I think a lot of people have felt like he's maybe underachieved a little bit, maybe not knowing the severity of the shoulder injury that he had. But, you know, to me, I think, I mean, Berglund's been probably the best centerman for the last dozen games for the St. Louis Blues. And they need all four of their centermen to be going. They, you know, they can ill afford to have any passengers at any position. But certainly at center ice, it's the most important position.
It would be nice if Tarasenko could get going and pump in two or three some night. He's really kind of slowed down. What's happened there?
Yeah, he has. You know, I think it's a situation where he went into the Los Angeles game and he didn't. Personally, when I watched that game, I didn't think that Vladdy played well at all in that particular game. And then he turned around and I thought he had two really good hockey games. You know, in San Jose and in Anaheim, even though he didn't score, I thought he really did. He played a determined game. And all that means is he's, you know, having second effort on pucks and making sure you're battling for your line mate. And then, you know, he had a couple of good chances in the game against the Ottawa Senators. But, you know, I think there's more there from him. I think there's more from his you know, his centerman as well, who's trying to do a whole lot of work for him in Jori Lehterä. And sometimes, you know, your centerman is there to dish the puck. And if your centerman's the first man in on the forecheck and the first man in trying to beat two guys to the puck while Vladdy's waiting in the soft areas waiting for a pass and you're not getting it, then the play's done. So, I mean, those are some of the little things that Vladdy could use a couple of more opportunities per game, because that's what he is. And when he gets those chances, I mean, obviously he's got to finish. So last six games, he's got maybe three assists, I think, maybe in the last six. So obviously he needs more quality scoring chances if this team's going to succeed. But you know what, guys? As we go along, we're getting into the tough part of the season. I mean, he's getting two men in on him now too. Like he's a great player. I mean, he's got the third most shot attempts in the entire league. He's a legitimate star in the league. And it's not easy. It's not like everybody's saying, oh, there's 91. Let's give him three or four shots per game. They're covering him like crazy. So if it's not him scoring, it's got to be somebody on that line that's going to be open and getting chances. I think maybe the biggest concern is we've had two left wingers try to jump in on that line with he and Lehterä. One was a healthy scratch for three or four games, Yakupov, and then he jumps into the lineup and he's the left winger on that line. And then they sit Yakupov and who do they throw in there? Dmitry Yashkin, who's been a healthy scratch for three or four games, and he ends up being the top left winger on that line. So someone maybe need to grab hold of that position and jump on it and put a stranglehold on it, and then they've got themselves a pretty good job on this team.
Panger, I know everyone that's around the Blues like you, very excited that the Blues are going to do some probably long overdue, but honor Bob Plager.
Oh, man, how can anybody not be excited about that? I mean, you know, I look around the league at some of the things that and some of the players that teams honor, and whether it's a Ring of Honor or it's a Last Skate or what have you, and those are all great. But none of them have the history of 50 years and having a guy like, you know, Bobby having his sweater retired. I mean, we all know and see Bobby around the rink. We know him as a really likable, affable guy that will sign any autograph, that talks to everybody, whether it's good or bad. You ask him a question about the team, he gives you a really good hockey answer. And but he loves the Blues. He bleeds the blue, and he does it for the right reasons. You know what's easy, fellas? It's easy to walk around and put your head down and not say hello to everybody. That's easy. You know what's hard is when you're a little bit tired or the game didn't go well and you walk around and you shake people's hands and you try to put a smile on your face and you represent the organization the correct way, and that's Bobby Plager. So even though I didn't play for the Blues, I feel like I've been here for 100 years because of knowing a guy like Bobby and the history and the pride and what he's meant to this city and this organization. It's going to be a great night on February the 2nd.
February the 2nd is when it will all happen. Blues and Leafs, doors open at 5:30 p.m. And then the night before, Patio's on Wednesday, February 1st, featuring a roundtable discussion, including Chris Kerber and Red Berenson. Tickets are $25, and that's going on at Patty O's. And by the way, Panger, I hear tell that you're a listener to Cam Jansen's radio show, and our tell on that is you made reference to making reference to Cam correctly predicting Ryan Reeves' fight with Chris Neal on the radio show. What do you think of Cam's?
You heard that, did you?
Yeah. What do you think of Cam's early radio chops? He's a couple months in now.
Well, yeah, he's exactly where everybody else that's just retired from the game has been trying to get into radio. I think he's doing a great job, and I think what I love about Cam is he loves the game of hockey, and he loves the little things of the game, and he pours his heart out into it. And you know, the smoothness will come later on, but the energy to get on and talk about hockey is everything that you love in him. And I love being a broadcaster when he was playing. I think I once said that I once said something on the air that about how big is Eureka. I can't even say how I said it on the air. I'm not sure, but he had the biggest balls in Eureka. I think that's how.
What?
They'll be playing that on the line change this afternoon and forever.
And pound for pound, I loved it every time he dropped the mitts, and so did the fans in St. Louis. So love the guy. And when he said that, I had to make sure that I mentioned it because I knew that it means something to him, and that he wanted that fight to happen, and it happened.
He really is. He is just about as good of a guy as
he's a
great
guy.
He really is.
Great
he really, guy. Really is. Panger, always great to have you on the program, man. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank
See
you.
Bye.
Take Darren care. Pang with us. And don't forget that Bobby Plager number retirement ceremony will take place on Thursday, February 2nd at Scott Trade Center. Doors opening at 5:30 p.m., but there is a roundtable at Patio's with Chris Kerber and Red Barons. And tickets $25. Go to stlouisblues.com/Bobby. Doug, only 27 minutes left in the program, and I don't even know where to begin with how much we have, but why don't we start with this? Iggy's Drops of the Week.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
You too, Bethy. I'm going to own that. It's mine.
There's a schlub with a hat. Load it up.
You need to get all that sexy stuff.
Don't you know I'm a mogul, baby? Hi, Ryan. Hi,
Hello,
Beth.
Mr. G. Ryan Kelly is going to mop the floor. It's Kimmer Face.
Makes our show sound silly.
Sex machine. You know,
it's hard to be hot at 90. Gaping stepdad.
Yeah, babe, get it.
She's closing her legs and calling it a career. Zero holes. No, because it's my prostate. Love basket.
It's a porn star. They're all the same. Except some are better than others.
If it's some lady boy from Thailand, there's a chance you haven't heard of her yet.
Full shrub.
Oh, no. Could be a beard situation. Come on, do me a solid, Holmes. Square business.
You did a lot with the Bang Brothers, didn't you? I'm not going to have a porn star try to put me in my place.
Oh, no, Rube. No boob. Well done, Iggy.
There it is.
Yeah, very cerebral radio is what we're doing.
It kind of gives a false impression that this show is just silly.
It's almost like National Public Radio, some of the issues that we tackle. Serious-minded journalists here.
And the drops of the week are much different than the cuts of the week.
The cuts of the week, Doug, it breathes a bit.
Okay.
It breathes a bit. We have that Hot Shots email of the day, still the giveaway. And that's coming up in about 15 minutes. A free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, plus two tickets to an evening with the Cardinals. Dan McLaughlin hosting it with Lou Brock, Red Shane, meets Mike Shannon. It's an evening with the Cardinals presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. It's tomorrow night. Doug, one of our listeners will be at that gala, which you would imagine is kind of a society event.
I would think so, yeah.
But our listeners
like
will be representing.
Florida Lee Ball or
right.
Vail Prophet.
One of them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's our audience. Our audience wears tails.
I don't know that any of them ever even rented a tuxedo.
Go ahead.
Would you send one of your daughters to the Veiled Prophet Ball or the Fleur-de-Lis Ball? Or would you ever get involved in anything like that?
I don't really think that's my speed, nor do I think they would be...
You wouldn't be invited?
Well, I wouldn't be invited. I don't know them, you know. But I don't think I would be invited.
Yeah.
You know, some people think I'm a bit of a pervert boy.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh, I know. Yeah.
I never heard that.
Why do you talk about the porn? I have kibbs in the car.
What? Kibbs? Next up, Senator and Mrs. Danforth. Next up, the little perv boy, Tim McKernan.
Hi. That's cool.
Lord and Lady Douchebag.
What film was that from?
Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Back in the day when Doug and I and the other geezers used to listen, when Garrett Morris was on.
Doug, our listeners may not wear tails, but they do love Friendly's Fried Chicken.
Why not?
It's the KFNS and Inside STL Listener Award. Support the sponsors and save while they last. Friendly's South County is offering $50 in gift certificates for just $25. Friendly's South County features the best fried chicken in town, and all you have to do is log on to InsideSTL.com and click Listener Awards to get your 50% off. Get it while you can. $50 to Friendly's South County for just $25. It's at Inside STL.com.
What a show today. We had to put on our big boy pants.
Yeah. I feel like we did, though. We had a couple of older people on.
Doug Grados.
Darren Pang.
C.
C?
C.
I would have gone C-. Like, we passed, but yeah. It wasn't anything to be proud of.
Yeah, I know.
We got ourselves.
Our 2.0, stayed eligible.
Nice.
It's about all you can expect from this crew.
Is it? Wait, is a C-? That's not a 2.0.
It is. Yeah.
It is?
A C and a C- are 2.0, at least used to be. C+ will get you 2.5.
We'll take it.
Guys, I enjoyed the show today, but one criticism, how come Iggy didn't chime in and ask the older woman how sexually active she was when she was a teen? It's from Ray King, and I think he's going to the Cardinals event tomorrow night. Doug, that's the...
He won something with that?
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
The National Children's Cancer Society Preventing.
Make sure you tell Shannon what question you won with.
An evening with the Cardinal.
Hmm.
And be like, okay, big boy.
Oh, all right, hot shot.
Tim, are all the people upset with the show content Cajun? Thanks, that's from Juan from PP Corp. Guys, I've got individual grades for today's show today. Oh, this
okay.
is good.
Okay.
Cat gets a B. Do you feel like you were a B today, the cat?
Well, I'll take it.
Tim gets an A+, of course, yeah. And Doug gets my D. Thanks. That's from Stubby Applause.
Stubby Applause has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will appear in the Llewellyn's Pub Leatherbound Suspension Log, where it will remain a period of 2 days' time.
Tim, do I have to tip at Hot Shots Fenton on Sunday since all of the drinks are free? Thanks. That's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest. The record, Doug.
Drinks are free?
They are not. But we will be having giveaways. Giving away a suite to a Blues game? How about that? Flat screen television. Giving away also the Cardinal Grizzly Cooler. All this stuff. And you just have to show up. You don't even have to register or anything.
Door prize or something?
Yeah,
you got to answer a question. You gotta
show up, man.
Just a door prize.
Show up. Jump in. See. Boy, there's a lot of Iggy texts coming in.
Like what?
They're all the same joke, except they're bringing up Panger or all the
That's right. Yeah, now that you have the text inbox in, yep. open. Well, that was a recent change for you. That was a recent change.
Well, I had to run point, and then I saw that at its best, it can be an aid to the show. At its worst, it can burn something in your memory that you will regret for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think some of the people could get arrested for the stuff that they send us?
At Tony Doe. Keep an eye on him.
Oh, gosh, yeah. He's a snootful.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore of vile?
I don't think so.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore of creepy?
Yes.
So you have different Mount Rushmores.
Yeah. What did he? Well, I didn't until now, until you asked me about
it. He had a curious hand that night.
He did.
Yeah.
He was under the table there.
So when he gave you a naked picture of Tony Danza in the shower,
right,
that was fine.
And then the next time we go out, he's on his knees under the table with a handful of curious digits. To me, that's a little creepy, yeah.
You didn't seem to mind, in all honesty.
Oh, I mind. I care. No, he's not my cup of tea.
Tim, I want to sleep with you and cuddle afterwards. You were probably the best lover a boy could find. Doug, you were stale and only good for a good pounding.
Who was that, Tim?
Rory Pepperpaws.
Rory Pepperpaws, for the second day in succession, has indeed been suspended. He'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time.
And here's the thing about the text line. You would think that the vileness comes from just one or two.
No, it's
a large sample size.
It could be the same guy with different
out.
Names.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Because they're different writing styles and different jokes.
Yep.
It's a wide swath a wide swath of vileness.
They didn't care about our lengthy discussion about the stadium. Nothing.
The only thing they
just
talked
tuned
about
all
with
that
the,
out
with the older people is Iggy didn't ask a follow up question.
I'm very nice to the texters. I think I'm nice to everybody. And you're going to stick up for the porn star over me. That kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, don't
tick Mia off. Khalifa.
This whatever. Is a message to the fan pin.
I'll tell you what would be a great accomplishment for the Plow Iggy Monster is to get the winner of the AVN Award winner for Best Starlet. And I don't know who it's going to be this year. Doug, who do you think is going to win it?
Hell, I don't know or care.
But Best New Starlet as well next week.
We can do that, I'm sure.
I mean, is it going to be Lana Rhodes?
Let's hope so. She'll be easy to get on.
Why? Oh, you guys are fast friends?
She wanted to come in, and I asked her to come in to see what, you know, because she's handling herself now. I mean, as far as
I know the feeling.
Representing herself.
Hmm.
So she said she wants to come in for one of our events. And I think you could probably get a good price since she doesn't have an agent doing it.
Really?
Yeah, just ask her what she wants to come in for the event and give her
maybe
a
maybe we can get her at the TMA Live at Hot Shots on February. When are we doing that? It's the night before the fight, February 16th.
Oh, yeah. I'm into foot massages and kicking people in the face.
Okay. Why don't you just rerun one of the other ones? They're all the same. No offense.
Like, one time I shot like a cuckold scene with like my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to shoot.
We've checked. She's like over 12, isn't she?
Yep. Doug, she won X-Biz's Best New Starlet a couple weeks ago. A lot of people are thinking she's the favorite tomorrow night, but has she alienated people in the industry? And will that prevent her from winning? We will all be watching tomorrow evening in Las Vegas.
What was the first question again?
I think that Spiegler guy's got the kibosh on her.
We will keep an eye on it. Kimmy Granger with a great 2016. People talking about her. Kimmy Gibbler.
God, I don't like playing with other girls.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine if you have the weigh-in for the Timber Fake Ryan Kelly fight and Lana Rhodes all at Hot Shots on February 16th?
I'll let you and J-Boy handle that.
We would probably move it to Family Arena.
This got traded. Should
have been done initially.
After the representation.
They do laugh rather easily.
And they sound like,
is
the
it
same.
Me or them?
It's them.
It's like a chorus of giggling.
So the last one was different because she did go after Iggy a little bit. Usually they don't do that.
No. But when they laugh, they sound like cackling hens.
Plowhawk, do you have anything else? Because I disagree with it. I think they all sound different, and I can tell who they are just individually.
It's all the same voice.
I don't know. Let's take a listen.
See?
That's plenty.
It could have been any of them.
That's Tim true. Will say, could've no, she was really smart and healthy and clean.
Can I say Bush?
No, unless you're talking about the stadium.
What about a cold, frosty blue train to pour on your barbecue in South City in the 80s?
Didn't you know that I dildo banged a girl?
Oh, no!
Plowsy.
Plowsy.
Who the hell was that?
Plows, that might have been from his personal collection.
Stepped over the edge.
Sassy Cassie.
Oh, the dwarf girl.
Like, one time I shot, like, a couple of scenes.
Oh, no.
With, like, my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to
That's
do.
My favorite one, for sure.
Okay.
I'm beginning to really become fond of Cat's Laugh. I try to throw some of Cat's laughs in.
You're not going
to
ask me a follow-up question.
That sounds like Woody Woodpecker.
I can do that. Let me do Woody Woodpecker.
Okay. You got to keep doing it, though.
Why? Seems like a big to-do.
People are texting in, which TMA is this event at? Or which Hot Shots is this TMA Live? I don't know yet. I'll have to ask Jay Boyd. I wonder if he knows. I can text him right quick.
Well, let me know if I'm going to have to get some wings.
Iggy, why don't you want to text her and say today she might be pretty busy. If she wins, though, and we get her on the show, for real, that would be pretty big to have Lana Rhodes and the weigh-in.
Yeah, I don't know what she would charge, and she told us she's representing herself.
Seamaster says he thinks Hot Shots Manchester.
I wanted to be a little whore.
Okay.
It's time to look back on the week that was and do so with the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Download Popcorn Time. If you have a Mac, you will be caught up on Oscar movies in no time. That comes from a gaping stepdad.
I feel bad for him.
It's
you don't really have to describe your holes. Just send us an email. Send us a text. You don't have to describe your problems. But when you introduce yourself to someone, do you pick the worst thing that's happening in your life and say, this is who I am, Jim Hayes?
Hi, I'm Jimmy Shoulder Hair. How you doing?
Cut two.
Since it's been brought up, the Islanders making a move.
It's an organization that's tried to build from the goal out. And they've always felt like if they can get solid goaltending, they're in any game. And at times it's been a problem this year. At other times, you know, the netminder has stacked pillows.
What's their identity?
Well, it's a team that likes to get up and down the ice. It's a team that will try hard to finish their checks. And when I watch the Islanders play, that's what I see. A team that gives a lot of good effort along the half boards.
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
Cut three.
I'm not trying to rub it in. I feel sorry for you that the Cowboys lost.
It's okay. I'm still going to go to the Super Bowl.
These two kids have something.
Yeah.
He was trying to take a picture with me, and then he fell over and knocked down my whole background.
Oh, no.
It's a terrible show.
I think you guys are destined to be together.
They're a cute couple.
Yeah.
How much did you win on Green Bay, Biff? Maybe that'll help.
Right about $3,000.
There you go.
Wow, look at you.
It's another lap dance.
Cut four.
Vibrators are useful to stimulate your gentleman's taint.
Oh, it's a given, isn't it? Well, not, I've never done it, but some guys enjoy it.
Well, how do you know then?
I said I don't do it. I don't want anything back there with me. But
you said you've seen it. And
well, yeah, if you watch movies and there's women that are having sex with guys and they use that on the guy.
Oh!
You're watching pegging videos, bro.
Oh, no.
Cut five.
Well, a huge announcement. And
how
I
do
guess
we keep
this,
that off TMZ?
I guess this changes, you know, what we're going to do in the final hour.
And
how Frank alters his monologue.
Yeah, she's closing her legs and calling it a career.
Doug, that was vile.
I hate to say this, but I feel like I owe the audience my honest observations for what goes on between 7 and 10. And I swear that I heard Biff deep breathing at times during that interview.
Oh, no.
I can't help but be honest about it.
Cut six.
Tim, I can empathize, man. That kind of sucks. But you made yourself in the public eye. You're kind of like the president. Where if
okay,
they come
easy,
to you,
easy.
You've got to, like, if they come to you, you're in the public eye. Or like Daryl Strawberry or somebody. Where if they come
to you. Either the president or Daryl Strawberry. It's one of the two.
Cut seven.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Can you help me with an answer?
Maybe.
So my wife always likes to, like, lick on my down parts, but how do I get her to go to my brown eye?
Pot him down! Pot him down!
Doug, do you have any answers?
Yeah, it's embarrassing for us.
It was so horrible we replayed
it. And it was long. It was really long.
That's because there were so many good moments.
It underscores the fact that we try every morning. We have the best intentions. We want to do a good show, and we can't. We're incapable.
We don't bring it up. It's the callers. It's the texters. It's the emailers.
No, you're pointing the finger. We don't do that. In our room, we don't point fingers.
Well, I'm just showing you where the problem lies.
Well, the problem is that the show
is, you got to know where it's coming from.
It's childish, Doug.
I disagree. It was a big week. Sea Monster had 15 clips. He had to cut down to 8.
Wow, that's not easy.
He had to figure out which 8 to use.
Oh boy, I bet that was.
How did you think? How do you think Tim showed himself during that Plowsy? Do you think he was up to snuff?
Yeah, he did good. He had a solid week.
All right.
Yeah, I've had better weeks.
I think Tucker still, he's my favorite of all time. I would love to hang out with the guy. So, Tucker, if you're interested, DM me.
Oh, wow. Maybe have one of those pancake breakfasts for him again.
Like, yeah, I'd love to shoot the S
Easy.
With Tucker and hang out with him so he's invited to the cage whenever he'd like.
Doug, you ever had someone that called in the radio show and you thought to yourself, I want to hang out with this guy?
No, not at all.
Not once?
No one yet, no.
All right, next caller. The gauntlet has been laid down.
No.
Be interesting enough that Doug will hang with you.
Well, you know, Frank's coming up next. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That Lion's Choice is so good. They keep growing. Why are they growing? Because people want the product. And if you haven't tried it, try it. But if you've tried it, you know it. Lion's Choice. Delicious, delicious roast beef and fries and soppins and fixins. Soppins and fixins. Time for the Hot Shots email today. Well, Doug, we're giving away free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots plus 2 tickets to an evening with the Cardinals for our email of the day presented by Hot Shots.
That's a nice prize.
I should have listened to my mom. Nothing good happens after midnight. It started innocently enough. Whilst I was checking out seating arrangements at the family arena parking, up came driving a security guard in a LeBaron convertible. He whisked me away to his Sunset Hills lair. Then he made me play a game where I had to call him Alderman Doug whilst he filibustered my backside till 3 a.m. this very morn. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Awful.
It's not bad.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Crap Weasels, random thoughts about this fabulous broadcast. Iggy was surprised that a female would find his subtle, suave approach creepy. Listening to Iggy rationalize why he's not creepy brings back fond memories of Prod Joe explaining how texter comments rolled right off his back. Again, ha, radio gold. After our morning skate yesterday's bat at the Mills with Issa Courtnall and Doug Vaughn, we hit the showers. I created a path forward between Issa and Courtsey's. I separated Doug's pillows and penetrated his five hole. Tim's new restaurant should offer a halcyon salad. My favorite dancer is Fred Astaire. Favorite porn star is Wifey and Wiz Khalifa. That's from Enoma Skank.
Awful. Enoma Skank.
He's well, new. We get what we deserve, Doug.
Hey, boys. I didn't realize that we replaced the city council with the student council from Fenton North High School. What a bunch of asshats. Let's just get rid of all of our teams except the Cardinals and pursue another baseball team because we were a baseball town after all. Get the Angels so we can have Pujols retire in St. Louis and give them an 81-game standing ovation so we can show the world what great baseball fans we are.
Nice.
Once I get the last kid out of high school, I'm moving to a real city. Taste me. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Well, today's the day. Mount Rushmore of people I'd like to hold me and tell me it's all going to be okay. Joe Biden, Jurgen Klopp. Doug, who's Jurgen Klopp?
I don't know. He Uwe Blopp.
That's his cousin. Yeah.
Michael Caine as Alfred from Batman and Lefty Jacksmere. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to do good, avoid evil. It's a Barnhart brawler.
Barnhart brawler.
Of all the things that this show repeats, French fries producers who either bottom or live or on frozen processed food. Pretty good, by the way. Talia Shire references Tim being the best in the world. Iggy having a random top 30. Doug being moistly ravaged. And two-pound carrot cakes. We are still somehow focused on dramatic happenings on the fan page. Not just the regular old show Facebook page, but the second show Facebook page. Now, there's a boxing match between a respected, successful member of the community and a mostly drunk guy who likely has Hep C. Sounds about right. Once again, I am enjoying the show. War pee hump, war the cat's eroded bottom lip, TFK.
TFK.
Guys, Plops here. Sorry, guys. Haven't listened to the show for the last few days. But anyway, I think we can acknowledge the elephant in the room and finally bring this up. Tim, how come the fight is at South Broadway Athletic Club, you horse's ass? I mean, St. Charles Family Arena is bigger, and they have the date available. So, I mean, do you want to call them to move this thing, or should I? F it, bro. I'll just call them. I feel like I have to do everything myself around here sometimes. Tell the web guys to release 9,000 more tickets, South Broadway. Tim, Jesus, too small. What is this, a boxing match for ants? Take care of this. I got to go. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Morning, boys. Doug, since you won't accept my proposal, here's a list of people that can suck my ass instead. No particular order. Timberfake, Big Al, Travis Terrell, Richard Pritchard's dad, Rory Pepperpaws, and last but not least, 100 times, Antonio French. Speaking of French, I wrote this poem in disgust of the recent walkout. Roses are red, violets are blue. Barnhart Brawler, you can suck my ass, too.
No. No.
Thanks, Ray King. Trying to have a rare text of the day and email of the day sweep.
Ray King.
This is titled Iggy a Idiot. Iggy a Idiot. Iggy, you mentioned several times yesterday that Mia Khalifa did not have her breasts enhanced. Are you delusional or are you just a liar in caps and bold? Have you lost all credibility and your list means nothing? Did you even meet George Jefferson? Have you even been to Hito? I think you just make up these little stories so people won't find out that you were bottoming for Doug every night. Regards, Beef Momo.
Awful. Beef Momo. Just awful.
He's ignoring it.
He should.
He didn't like the Prod Joe comparison.
Well, it's an idiot, not a idiot. You idiot.
How's it going, angry?
Morning, fellas. I'm having a little dilemma that I hope you can solve. You see, I'm getting married tomorrow, and the DJ keeps asking what song I want played for the traditional father-son dance. As you know, the father-son wedding dance is the first time the son leads the dad, and I want something fun but not too fast. Any advice you can give would be great. Thanks. Bone dingle my berries. Doug, does that happen at weddings now where fathers and sons dance?
I don't believe. No, I've been to a few lately, and I have not seen that.
Maybe that should happen.
It shouldn't.
When John Vaughn gets married, you and him could...
No, I'm not going to dance with him. No. No, I won't.
Greetings, fine gents. Years ago, I wandered over to the iTunes store and purchased the Greatest Hits compilation of one Richard Hayes, a.k.a. the Old Master Painter, a.k.a. the dear departed father of the cat. The songs are part of the huge playlist on my phone, and just last night, while at the gym, the Old Master Painter's version of J-U-N-C-O Partner? Are you familiar with this, the cat?
No.
Junko Partner? Filtered through my earbuds. And what immediately struck me was that Richard Hayes sings the entire song in a Cajun dialect.
Yes.
A direct ancestor of the Cajun Swede dialect that son Jim performs in the Peabody-worthy BP credit card spots. Which then made me wonder, was the cat's Lee Strasberg-like decision a conscious one? Or was it simply the miracle of DNA on full display? I'll stay on the phone and listen for Jim's answer. By the way, it makes me smile every time that I'm reminded of the Old Master Painter and punk pioneers The Clash both did covers of Junko Painter. To that, Jim, I offer your dad a thankful toast skyward. Sincerely, for once, Jeff Daniel, tall Mizzou J-School graduate with a symmetrical skull. What was that right there at the end? What was Jeff, that right there at the end?
He was just Daniel, giving his rundown.
Tall J-School graduate.
We haven't heard from him in a while, and that cemented it for me, so he's going to win because he brought up my dad in a nice way.
Scratch, 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 tickle, tickle, help, help. I can't see, it's so dark. It smells like prunes and Ovaltine. I can't find my way out. Tickle, tickle, scratch, scratch, nibble, nibble. Thanks, Doug's mischievous backdoor gerbil.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Doug's mischievous backdoor gerbil.
Okay, backdoor gerbil, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the leather-bound Llewellyn's Pub suspension log.
Hey, Doug, when you walk in on a gentleman sitting atop the throne at Busch Stadium, what is your suggested course of action? Do you, one, look at him in the eye like you do with that Missouri bunch and convey strategy via eye contact? Number two, take him by the hand, coach him up, and help practice Lamaze breathing. Number three, take a seat on his lap and just proceed to let it fall between his legs, Jack. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 joins the suspension list. He joins it for a period of 2 days' time.
A lot of emails you got there. We might need to wrap her up.
Well, I think we wrap it up with the hipster Tower Grove South.
Oh, no.
Morning, guys. Yesterday, Doug told me that I was trying too hard, so I decided to change my approach. Hey there, that's a nice blue dress shirt you're wearing. Looks good on you. What do you say we go for a cup of coffee and inexplicably force it down at 2 p.m. just to have an excuse to talk? I tell you, that was a mean cup of Joe. Hey, would you like to go to the movies? Doug, I had a great time watching that low-budget indie love story at the movies with you. What do you say we get together again? Maybe behind the building where you can jackhammer me between the grease trap and dumpster.
Enough!
Forever yours, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster,
yeah, that was a
Tower
lighter
Grove
approach.
South.
That was a lighter approach.
Has been suspended.
I really
has
liked...
Has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
I like the hipster. I liked Injun Joe. Stephen Wildwood would have won, but Jeff Daniel mentioned the Old Master Painter, so of course he gets my vote.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Wildwood, Stephen Wildwood.
I will pay homage to the Old Master Painter.
Of course you will.
And give it to Jeff Daniels for his email. And he is now getting two tickets to an evening with the Cardinals. Dan McLaughlin hosting it. Mike Shannon, Lou Brock, and Red Shane meets tomorrow night at St. Louis Union Station Hotel's Grand Ballroom, presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. There it is. Doug, a great week in the books.
Yeah. Another day closer to retirement.
Frank is up next. He does a real program. He does a monologue and sound and all this whole stuff. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.